Good morning, Mr. Parish President. How are you today?
Good morning, Charles. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. Your Easter was?
Easter was great. It was quiet. Spent it at home, Catherine and I, and we reached out to family members during the day.
All right, let's jump right into this. I do want to, obviously, we've talked about this, you and I have several times, but the numbers in St. Tammany on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we are seeing that little bit of a spike, and more than anything else, it's the time for everybody to make sure they're tending to themselves and doing what they're supposed to do.
Yes, that's right. The numbers have gone up, but the numbers for testing have gone up as well. Yes, we're at 864 positive cases in St. Tammany Parish, of which many are not hospitalized. There are some that are still hospitalized in our four local hospitals, and we've had 39 deaths attributed to the coronavirus.
Yep. All
right. Which any number is too many.
Let's do this. I want to talk a little bit about it's National Public Safety Telecommunications Week. You wanted to kind of shout them out a little bit.
Well, actually, yes. This week is National Public Safety Telecommunications Week. As you know, our 911 dispatchers are our lifeline in an emergency. They're the first people we speak to and the people who connect us to help when we need them. Right now, especially, they've been working tirelessly to connect people with the help they need during this pandemic. I want to thank them and show that we appreciate them and the essential role that they play in an emergency, especially now. We're fortunate to have the St. Tammany Parish Communications District Number 1. It's located in Lacombe in a centralized location and houses dispatchers from our fire agencies, our police department, and law enforcement agencies, and they help us when there's a time in need. They're on the front lines as many of our other frontline people. We often forget them, and we just want to show them our appreciation.
Yep, very good. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so that's what we have this week, among other things. It's particularly special that they're being recognized this week nationally, but of course we don't want to forget others that are on the front line, our healthcare officials and other first responders that are out in the field each and every day for us.
All right. And then I do want to circle back around to kind of where we started before I let you go. But we're trying to make sure that everybody understands that there's some dialogue about positive trends, better numbers. That doesn't matter. We still have to do exactly what we've been doing.
Yes. Those numbers are basically based on what we did 2 weeks ago. So in order to maintain what we have, level it off, and to even show some decline, we have to particularly maintain what we're doing now. And even though it's, you know, springtime and we want to get out, now is not the time to get out. We have to continue staying at home, reducing our trips on the highway to anywhere, and avoid large social gatherings. We have to continue what we're doing if we want to be able to open our businesses up again, open up our restaurants, and restore jobs. But we can't even start talking about that until we continue doing what we're doing.
Okay. Well, we, as always, appreciate your time first thing in the morning. I hope you have a safe day out there, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you, Charles. If anything else comes up, we'll let you know, and otherwise, we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
Sounds good. Parish President Mike Cooper joining us by phone this morning. We got more guests to talk to next.